Martin Luther and the Men Who Died So You Could Read It. For 1,000 years, ordinary people couldn't read the Bible in their own language. Luther, Wycliffe, and Tyndale changed that. Some of them paid with their lives. Imagine being told you can't read it. Here's the strangest chapter in the Bible's story, and almost nobody tells it to young Christians. For roughly 1,000 years in Western Europe, the Bible existed for ordinary people mainly in one form, Latin, a language they didn't speak. The scriptures were read at people in church, in a tongue they couldn't understand, and translating them into the common language was, at various times and places, forbidden, dangerous, or both. Sit with that. The book about a God who spoke so shepherds and fishermen could understand him had become a book only scholars could open. The Berean move, examine the scriptures daily to see if these things were so, Acts 17 verse 11, was, for most Christians, physically impossible. Some men decided that was intolerable. This is their story, and it's the reason Loving Bible exists. The forerunners who paid first. 1382. John Wycliffe and his colleagues in Oxford produced the first complete English Bible, translated by hand from Latin. The church authorities condemn it. 1415, Jan Hus, the Czech reformer inspired by Wycliffe, is burned at the stake for his teachings. Wycliffe is declared a heretic decades after his death. His bones are dug up and burned. 1455, Johannes Gutenberg's printing press produces its first major book, a Bible. The machine that will break the information monopoly has arrived. Notice the collision course being set, conviction that people must read the word for themselves, meeting a technology that could put it in every hand. The monk with a hammer. Martin Luther was a German monk and Bible professor tormented by one question. How can a sinful man ever stand before a holy God? He fasted, confessed for hours, punished his own body, and found no peace. Then, studying Paul's letter to the Romans, one line broke him open. Romans 1 verse 17. The righteous shall live by faith, the sentence that ignited the Reformation. Read it in its context and see what Luther saw. Righteousness, Luther realized, wasn't a grade you earn. It was a gift you receive, by faith in what Christ had done. He later wrote that when he grasped this, he felt he had entered paradise itself through open gates. Then he looked up from his desk and saw his own church selling forgiveness. 1517, a friar named Tetzel sells indulgences near Wittenberg, certificates claiming to reduce punishment for sins, marketed to poor people, to fund a building project in Rome. October 31st, 1517. Luther posts his 95 theses, 95 debate points against the indulgence trade, traditionally on the door of Wittenberg's Castle Church, the town notice board. The press does the rest. Within weeks, all Germany is reading them. Did Luther leave the church, or was he thrown out? Here's the part that gets flattened in retellings. Luther never set out to start a new church. In 1517, he was a devout Catholic monk trying to reform the church he loved from the inside. The 95 Theses were an invitation to an academic debate, written in Latin, by a man who still expected the Pope to agree with him once he saw the abuse. What actually happened next was a collision over one question. When the church's practice and the Bible's teaching conflict, which one wins? Luther kept answering the Bible. Rome kept answering the church decides what the Bible means. Watch the escalation. June 15th, 1520. Pope Leo X issues the bull Exsurge Domini, arise, O Lord, censuring 41 of Luther's teachings and giving him 60 days to recant. December 10th, 1520. Luther's answer, he publicly burns the bull at the Elster Gate in Wittenberg. January 3, 1521. The bull Dicit Romanum Pontificum formally excommunicates Luther. He didn't storm out. He was put out for refusing to recant what he believed scripture taught. April 1521. Summoned before the emperor at the Diet of Worms and ordered to recant, Luther refuses, unless convinced by scripture and plain reason. My conscience is captive to the word of God. Here I stand. Honest footnote, the famous "Here I stand" line may have been added in early printed versions. The rest is documented. 1522. Hidden in the Wartburg Castle under an imperial death sentence, Luther translates the entire New Testament into ordinary German in about 11 weeks. 1525. Luther marries Katharina von Bora, a former nun, scandalous then, and the origin of something you've seen your whole life, the married pastor and his family. April 19, 1529. At the Diet of Speyer, six princes and 14 free cities lodge a formal protestatio against the empire's attempt to crush the reform. From that one document, the movement gets its name, Protestant. 1534. The complete Luther Bible, Old and New Testaments in German, is published. The plowboy can finally read. So, Protestant doesn't mean person who protests against Catholics. It comes from one specific, documented protest for the freedom to follow scripture. And notice, Luther didn't leave Catholicism because he stopped believing. He was expelled for believing the Bible outranked every human authority, including his own church's leadership when it contradicted the text. What did Luther actually preach? His teaching got summarized in five Latin slogans, the five solas alone us. Each one was, in Luther's own understanding, not an invention but a recovery of what the apostles wrote. Check every one against its verse. That's the whole method. Sola gratia, by grace alone. Salvation is God's gift, not wages you earn. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9. By grace you have been saved through faith, not a result of works. Sola fide, through faith alone. You're counted righteous by trusting Christ, not by accumulating merit. This was the discovery that ended Luther's despair. Romans 3 verse 28, Galatians 2 verse 16. Solus Christus, in Christ alone. One mediator between God and man, not a system, not a saint, not a certificate for sale. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. Sola Scriptura, Scripture alone as the final authority. Popes and councils can err. The word is the measuring rod for every teaching. Acts 17 verse 11, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. Soli Deo Gloria, glory to God alone. All of life, worship. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31. Add one more that changed daily life forever. The priesthood of all believers, 1 Peter 2 verse 9. You are a royal priesthood. Luther argued every believer has direct access to God through Christ. The farmer's work and prayers matter as much as the monk's. You don't need a human gatekeeper to reach your Father. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9. The grace alone verse. Read it and ask what room it leaves for purchased forgiveness. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. The priesthood of all believers verse. The reason you can pray, read, and serve without a human intermediary. That last conviction, sola scriptura, had a necessary consequence, and it's the one this whole website is built on. If scripture is the final authority over every Christian, then every Christian must be able to read it. The plowboy needed a Bible in plowboy language. Luther's deepest act wasn't the hammer. It was the translation. Greek, pistis. Faith, trust. The word in Romans 1 verse 17 that changed Luther. Not belief that a fact is true, the trust you place in a person. English faith can sound like wishful thinking. Pistis is closer to where you rest your whole weight. So does your faith come from Luther? No, and Luther would be the first to say it. Look at an ordinary Sunday in your church. You hold a Bible in your own language. The whole congregation sings. Luther wrote hymns for exactly that. A mighty fortress is our God. The sermon explains scripture in words you understand. You're taught you can pray directly to God, be saved by grace through faith, and test every teaching against the book. Your pastor may be married with kids. Almost every item on that list flows through the door Luther and the reformers kicked open. But here's the correction that matters most, and it's Luther's own. None of it stems from Luther. His entire argument was that these things stem from Jesus and the apostles, and that he was merely scraping off what centuries had added on top. Grace, faith, Christ's sole mediation, Scripture's authority, the priesthood of believers, everyone is a first century text, not a 16th century idea. Luther's test for his own teaching was brutal. If it isn't in Scripture, throw it out, including anything of mine. So don't trade one untested authority for another. The Berean move is not believe it because Luther said it. It's the move Luther himself demanded. Take what you were handed, by any tradition, his included, and hold it up against the word. Honesty requires one more line. Catholic Christians tell parts of this story differently, and the Protestant. Catholic questions are real. Contested ones this site won't settle for you. Worth knowing. In 1999, the Catholic Church and the Lutheran World Federation signed a joint declaration affirming shared core language on justification by grace through faith, 478 years after the excommunication. The conversation never stopped. Read the verses above and weigh it Berean style. The man who paid the full price. England's Luther was William Tyndale, a scholar so gifted that his translation still lives inside your English Bible. Told by a clergyman that people were better off with the Pope's laws than God's, Tyndale famously replied that he would make the boy that driveth the plow no more scripture than him. 1526. Tyndale's English New Testament, translated from the original Greek, not from Latin, is printed abroad and smuggled into England in bales of cloth. Bishops buy up copies and burn them at St. Paul's. 1536, betrayed and imprisoned near Brussels, Tyndale is strangled and his body burned at the stake. His reported last words, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." 1539, 3 years later, the king authorizes the Great Bible, an English Bible, largely Tyndale's work, placed in every parish church. The dying prayer was answered. 1611, the King James Version appears. Scholars estimate the overwhelming majority of its New Testament wording comes straight from Tyndale. The Bible on your phone cost nothing to download. It cost other people everything. What this asks of you: be honest about the history, including its shadows. Luther was no saint. His later writings about the Jewish people are indefensible, and Protestants and Catholics both shed blood in the wars that followed. Church history is the story of a treasure carried in very cracked jars. But the treasure itself made it through, and it's now sitting in your language, in your pocket, searchable in half a second. Here's the question this history quietly asks every one of us. Men were burned alive so you could read this book for yourself. Are you reading it? Not, are you hearing sermons about it? Reading it. Examining it. The Berean privilege that cost Wycliffe his bones, Huss his life, and Tyndale his breath is the exact thing this website exists to help you use. Source: Luther's 95 Theses, 1517, and his account of the Tower Experience, both freely readable online. Source: Exsurge Domini, June 15, 1520, and Dicit Romanum Pontificum, January 3, 1521, the actual papal bulls, readable at papalencyclicals.net. Source: The Protestation at Spire, April 19, 1529, Six Princes and 14 Free Cities, the origin of the word Protestant. Source: Roland Bainton, Here I Stand, A Life of Martin Luther. Source: David Daniel, William Tyndale, A Biography, Fox's Book of Martyrs on Tyndale's Death. Source: Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification, Lutheran World Federation and AMP, The Catholic Church, October 31, 1999. Examine for yourself. Read Romans 1 verses 16 to 17 and then Romans 3 verses 21 to 26. the passages that set Luther free, slowly, in full. If they raise questions, they should. That's the Berean instinct waking up. Take them to your pastor, your study group, and the examine tool. The men in the story would tell you, don't let anyone read this book for you.